And we are in Iowa, a state that can surprise. You expect the lovely bridges of Madison County, but Iowa is also home to the Center of Transcendental Meditation. The state opened its first foreign consulate on Friday for Kosovo and has thousands of Bosnian refugees. Iowa also has thousands of refugees from South Sudan and Liberia. They've joined a vibrant but small African-American community. Well, two prominent leaders of that community organized a caucus training session last week. We went. I ended up caucusing. And we thought you'd like to listen in, starting with Wayne Ford, founder of the Black and Brown Forum.
All right, number one, I'm very happy that y'all took some time off to come here today. And 5:30, 6 o'clock is prime time. We know how important it is. But the world is coming here. The perception is, when you come to Iowa, it's corn and a bunch of white people. You know what? We want to make sure that new Iowans can learn how to caucus. So take advantage of this. I'd like to welcome and introduce you, Akeo Abdul-Samad, CEO of Creative Vision.
Wayne introduced Akeo Abdul-Samad, founder of the faith-based community group Creative Visions and a Democratic state representative from Iowa.
Thank you, Wayne. The most important day of your life in this community will be Monday. It'll be you going to caucus. Why? Because the thing is, and I just got off doing a piece with CNN News, and they asked me one question. Why haven't candidates walked in this community? Why haven't they knocked on the door? And I said, when they talk about our community, they talk about us a low voter turnout. You see, one of the things that we have to meet, we have to show our own value. The guy from CNN, one was from Atlanta and the other one was from South Africa. And there was a guy that came up, a young Caucasian male, about 25, came up and said, Ben Carson, yeah, I don't think the meeting's here. You know, he thought he was Ben Carson. And their whole thing, when they came in here, they thought about cornfields, thought about cows and tractors. They said, we didn't know there were many blacks were here. And then we started talking about the immigrant community, the Somalians, the Sudanese, the Liberians that we have here. So does your candidate talk about making things better? The other thing that you got to listen when you go to caucus, you got to make sure that they're talking about what they do with 3%. 3.2% of the population in Iowa and 27% in the penitentiary. When them brothers heard that from CNN, the mouths dropped. And what brought tears to my eyes is that Reverend Young, who's sitting in the back, he said, Akeo, I got 250 voters in my church, and no one has come and even asked them for their vote. That's why we're having this little caucus training. That's why we're here to talk about what we have to do. You got to ask who's in your community, but you also got to know how to caucus. You get it. Can y'all do me a favor, stand up?
First, yeah. The group would learn a Democratic caucus, Akeo sending three people to stand and represent the candidates, and that included a Liberian for Bernie Sanders.
What they're going to do now, you got to make a choice on who you want to go support. So y'all, real quick, get up and go where you want to go. Go support one of your candidates.
It's all unofficial.
All unofficial. Because we're going to do Republicans too. Go where you want to go. All right. Okay, count up. What do you got over here? How many you got? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, now what we have here, we have Governor O'Malley, who has the less amount of people. They're not viable right now. That means Senator Sanders and Secretary Clinton, they will come after Governor O'Malley's people. Secretary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders, you got to convince them where to go now. So go convince them. You got to convince them. Tell them why they should come to you.
Sure, we'll go over here.
You can't just drag us. You have to tell us.
What y'all got? Y'all got dinner or something?
Because Hillary Clinton is the most experienced, most proven candidate to be able to take on the issues that we have.
Who's better on immigration, Bernie or Hillary?
The immigration?
Yeah.
I'm a Bernie person. We're going to make the immigration voice to be here in this community.
All right, let's do it.
That's good. Okay.
That's good.
We're going first.
Yeah. You'll get all Hillary Clinton has a realistic plan to take on college affordability. That can get done.
But Bernie has so many things that I want to see done, though.
Yeah. I definitely understand, but we have to do something. We have to be able to get something done. We have to have a plan that will work.
All right, we got to go back. Go to your prospective corner. Where are you going? There's a couple people that weren't convinced.
The holdouts were surrounded. A fabulous chaos ensued. A Hillary supporter making his pitch first.
Let me just say this. As a young African-American male, I don't need somebody who's going to throw out policies that we can't put in place. I need somebody who's going to fight for me. Because when you talk about low-level drug offenders, when you talk about access to opportunity, that's my community. I need somebody who has a proven track record. I need somebody who can put those policies in place because it's not a hypothetical. This is something I actually need.
Can you do the things that Bernie says he wants to do? Free tuition.
I think we can make
Medicare for
we can make
all.
College affordable. We can give people, we can expand upon President Obama's legacy and make people have access to affordable health care. And that's what we need.
So in other words, Bernie can't deliver.
I think we have the tracker or the record that shows
him. Delivering. Only O'Malley has ever delivered. He's the only one with executive
I go back
experience.
Over here,
there you go.
The holdover was finally wooed over to the O'Malley side. And then the 50 or so attendees learned about a Republican caucus, which is much simpler. It's a secret ballot vote. Ballots then collected and counted.
This is what the caucus is about. So you can see it can be fun. That's why we want you to go out to your caucus. We want you to call people and say, hey, go out to your caucus. Look up a candidate. See what the record is. In the next 4 years, candidates are going to have to come to the Liberian community.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're going to have to come.
Oh, yes.
They're going to have to come to all the communities.
But will they? The talk shifted to how to get candidates to come to them. Here's Pastor Bobby Young.
O'Malley been here. He been in my church. Only thing I hear from Hillary and Bernie Sanders, I get it through the mail. They need to visit us. Ask me for my vote. Don't send me something through the mail. O'Malley came into Mount Hebron and asked for our vote. We got young people in Mount Hebron that knows O'Malley's name.
Rashawn, talk.
Yeah, I think Governor O'Malley also deserves some of your attention. You know, criminal justice reform, policing in cities, death penalty repealing. These are things that have actually been done in Maryland.
So, a young man and his pastor underscoring how this is Iowa. Meeting a candidate can change a vote, and it can also change lives. Eko Samad pointed out another young man, Rob Presswood.
Rob is here from Platinum Barbershop. Rob called me and said, Brother Kale. I said, yeah. He said, can you come up to the barbershop? Rand Paul is coming up in the barbershop to talk to the people in the barbershop. And I said, what? Wayne, Rand Paul walked in there. This great big brother walked up to Rand Paul, and I stepped back. I said, Rand Paul, you're on your own, baby.
How did Rand Paul happen to end up in an African-American barbershop? Help me with that, because I saw the picture, and I had to look at it twice in the newspaper.
I was the second shop. One of the people that campaigned for him came in my shop and got his hair cut.
With Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm. It also gave me an opportunity to look at the other side. You know, I came from the street side. I didn't even know nothing about politics until Obama got in. They ain't never came into my neighborhood since I've been alive. So to have him come through and you know what? And I look at him different now, you know, because some of the things he was talking about is some of the things we're dealing with, you know, like these nonviolent crimes. My people, because that's who's going to jail. My age, my group of people, we getting locked away for these long years. And there's way more harsh crimes going on. The crime right now going on, the whole world watching, Flint, Michigan. Ain't nobody getting penalized for that, you know. That's a series of crime. You talking about babies getting lead poisoned, you know. So that was good for him, you know, because that went viral. But it was actually good for both parties because there's a young brother who just got out of prison. I spoke to him. We had a brother out there catering. He got some exposure from it. It was a positive thing because now their doors is going to open up because that man walked in a barbershop.
You know, it was wall to wall of young brothers that were in the barbershop, and all they wanted to do was see somebody who cared about them. That's all. But the thing is, we have to demand it. We have to ask for it. We have to stand up and show that we will get our communities out to vote. We will Monday get our communities out to caucus. Who makes a difference? You do. Who makes a difference going out to caucus? You do. Go caucus on Monday. If you still don't know how,
stay back for a little while longer. Let's talk about it a little bit more. Thank you very much, everybody.
That's our host at Creative Visions in Des Moines, AKO Abdul Samad. He's also a Democratic state lawmaker here in Iowa. Our other host, Wayne Ford, co-founder of the Black and Brown Forum. Now, the problem for minorities in Iowa is that campaigns traditionally haven't reached out to them. And as you've been hearing, people here like to be asked to vote. And as campaigns have become even more data-driven, they've relied on data on people with a voting history. So it becomes a vicious cycle of exclusion if new voters like Latinos aren't in the data, they don't get included. This past weekend, Latino activists also did a mock caucus for Latino voters. Their goal is to get 10,000 Latino voters out tonight. As we just heard Wayne say in our story, Iowa, it's not just for corn and white people anymore.